first, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Melissa, calling us from New Albany. Hey there, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. Hopefully you are surviving the fog that's happening right now.
It's ridiculous. It was awful when I got off work at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. You got off work at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're still awake?
No, I had to get up and take my daughter to work.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you are a super mom.
So, Melissa, if you were going to rate the fog as far as fog sweats go on a color scale, what would it be?
Red, brown level?
I'd say brown, yeah.
Yeah, brown. Yeah, you know why brown. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to need that extra baby powder pats in your special areas for the fog today, that's for sure. All right, so Melissa's got brown hair. She drives a Ford Explorer, works in mental health, and is happily single. It's too much trouble out there.
I hear you. I hear your drama. No drama.
Yeah, that's right. No drama for your mama. All right, Melissa, it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three stories, okay? You have to determine, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. First one.
I stole a six-year-old's $200 Spider-Man toy.
Oh, there's a $200 Spider-Man toy?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. My grandson would be in heaven.
Hey, if you need to unload that,
no, right?
I'll take it off your hands. Oh, that's funny. What do you think?
Yep.
Oh. It's sad to say, but I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah. I'll go with you on that. I'll go with you on that.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was an adult. I was drunk.
I get a sense they know this is bad.
Yeah.
I saw him playing with it in the yard. It was freaking cool. And he went inside and I ganked it and ran away with it. But what I didn't realize is that his dad had seen me through the window. So dude starts chasing me.
Oh, gosh.
And as he was hitting me, was like, that's a $200 toy, you
Wow. Did he say as he was hitting me?
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You know what? Let that be a lesson, kids.
Oh, wow.
Don't steal.
Right. You might get a little beat down.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
That is aggressive.
All right.
Not expect it to go that way.
You're one for one, though. There you go. Very good. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult, Melissa.
So one time, I ran over my uncle's foot with a lawnmower.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
So aggressive out the gate.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to say little kid.
Little kid.
I think it's a little kid, too. Grass. Yes, just really doesn't know fully how to handle the lawnmower, maybe.
Sure, sure.
Got a little too close to Grandpa.
All right, uncle. All right.
Uncle, sorry, uncle.
All right, I hear that. All right, so you're both saying little kid.
No, I was a little kid.
He laughed.
Wow.
Nah.
Wow.
It was the first time I ever actually was allowed to use a lawnmower.
Yeah, see.
And my uncle... He was drunk, and he had passed out on the lawn chair.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Melissa, this has got to be one of your neighbors. This screams Southern Indiana. This screams Southern Indiana vibes right now.
And he left his foot resting on the ground.
Oh, no.
I didn't see it.
Uh-oh.
I accidentally ran over it.
Owie.
And, you know, it was awful. I felt terrible about it. I'll never forget the sight. He wound up with 53 stitches in his foot.
Wow.
Okay. Kids, lawnmowers are dangerous.
Yeah, lawnmower safety, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And uncles, make sure if you pass out drunk, you do it somewhere where your kid's not going to run over your foot with
a safe.
Lawnmower.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Dang.
All right. Melissa, you're doing well so far. Two for two. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I left my shower on for 9 hours straight.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. I hate that water bill.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
I was thinking water bill initially, but then, like, Probably didn't flood because it's probably still draining. It's in
you'd
the shower.
You'd hope.
You'd hope. Yeah. You would hope.
Yeah. I'm going to say drunk adult.
Yeah. Okay. I think so, too. Drunk right. adult maybe got out of the shower and went and passed out.
Sure.
Something.
Yeah.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah. Wow.
3 for 3. You rocked it, Melissa.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
And forgot I had turned on the shower. I went outside and passed out by the pool. And when I woke up with a headache, I decided to go back in the house. And the shower was still running. Oh, my God.
9 hours later,
wow.
though.
Wow.
For real. What was that bill like?
I know. We all kind of want to
so
know.
I'm so curious.
We all kind of want to know. Melissa, congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You I are mean, we, so welcome.
We yell at our kids if they're in there for 10 minutes. That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, absolutely. You got yourself some tickets for Holiday World Splash and Safari, the new roller coaster Good Gravy. Everyone else is going to have to buy tickets. You don't have to. You got them for free.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Hang on the line VIP. Another quick sec, and we're going to get some more information from you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Yeah, seriously, like a 10-minute shower. We're like, guys! Get out of shower.
My daughter takes the longest showers. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing yes. in there? You have yeah. long hair, but seriously.
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh, 9 hours. Okay.
So anyways, sure. we would love to talk about your misadventures.
Yes, man, there are some good ones today. Mm-hmm. So if you've got one you think, if you just say the sentence, it could go either way. Then send us a little voice note of you giving us a teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story. Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com.